this meeting will speak to me.
All right. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2015, 4:30 p.m. We're at the Community Center in the Sierra Room, 851 East William Street, Carson City, Nevada. Note, the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization is pleased to make reasonable accommodations for members of the public who are disabled and wish to attend the meeting. If special arrangements for the meeting are necessary, please notify CAMPO staff in writing at 3505 Buddeye Way, Carson City, Nevada, 89701, or comments at carsonareampo.com, or call Patrick Penninger at area code 775-887-2355 as soon as possible. Requests are required prior to 12 p.m. on February 9th, 2015. For more information regarding any of the items listed on the agenda, please contact Patrick Penninger, Transportation Manager, at 775-887-2355. Additionally, the agenda will, with all supporting material, is posted on the CAMPO website at www.carsonareampo.com or is available upon request at 3505 Buddeye Way, Carson City, Nevada. We'll start off with our agenda with item A, roll call and determination of quorum.
Chairperson Fierro.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Smolenski.
Here.
Member Bonkowski. Member Kroll.
Here.
Member Earp.
Here.
Member Kimbrough.
Here.
Member McQuarrie.
Here.
Member Peacock.
Here.
A quorum's present.
All right, thank you. Item B is public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the MPO may approach the podium and speak on matters related to the MPO. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chair to calendar the matter for a future MPO meeting. No action may be taken upon a matter raised under this item of the agenda unless the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Is there anybody from the public that came to address the MPO today? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number C, which is for possible action. Approval of the minutes.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Is there any discussion? Call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item D, agenda management notice. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. CAMPO may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and CAMPO may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item on the agenda at any time. Item E, disclosures. Any member of the MPO that may wish to explain any contact with the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Are there any members who have any disclosures? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Item F, public meeting items. F1 for possible action, the election of officers for CAMPO. Staff summary, in January 2014, CAMPO elected its current chairperson and vice chairperson. CAMPO members will be asked to elect a chairperson and vice chairperson to serve for 2015. The CAMPO policies and procedures allow for any member of CAMPO to hold either of these positions. Terms of newly elected chairperson and vice chairperson will commence immediately. All right, so does anybody want to?
You want to start with the chair or the vice chair?
We'll start with the chair.
I nominate Ray Fierro for the chair to retain your seat here since you do such a great job.
All right, I'll accept that nomination. Are there any other nominations for chair?
Will they be closed?
Okay, well, we'll close. Do I have a motion also for the vice chair position?
I'll second the motion, the March motion for Ray.
Okay. Why don't we, I'll call for the vote on the chairman position. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. I guess I stay as chair. Now, vice chair.
All right. I guess I'll start this too. If John's willing, John Erb, to be vice chair, if you're willing.
I'm willing.
Great.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
I did.
Okay. Then we'll close for vice chair and call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. You're the new vice chair. Congratulations.
Yeah, give him eight.
Here, let's switch. You get the big one now.
Okay, we'll move on to item F2. Information on an administrative modification to the Campo Federal Fiscal Years 2015 through 2018 Transportation Improvement Program, otherwise known as TIP. Staff summary. Staff has processed an administrative modification for a project in the existing TIP and will provide a brief summary. So, right, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there are just a few changes, minor changes to the TIP, which all qualify as what we call an administrative modification as opposed to amendment, which will be in the next item. And, you know, I'm not going to go through and read them all, but if you have any questions, I'll certainly feel free to answer any of them. And most of these arose from NDOT requests to basically modify projects by, like, changing the phasing. So, for example, we maybe showed all of our money in the construction phase when really part of it was supposed to be in, like, preliminary engineering. Some other projects, the funding source itself had changed, but the overall funding amount stayed the same. So all these types of, well, administrative changes fall under the administrative modification process.
Are there any members who have questions or comments for staff? Okay, is there anybody from the public that came to address this item? All right. And since this is an information item, we'll move on to item F3. Information only on a proposed amendment to Campo Federal Fiscal Years 2015-2018 Transportation Improvement Program. So now these are amendments, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
So the difference, major difference being with an amendment, these are actually all new projects that previously weren't in our TIP. And if you look in the project table, I apologize the copy quality there. Actually, the projects were kind of highlighted, but it didn't copy very well when the copies were made. However, staff was adding three projects under transit. And if you look in the table, it's the bottom three projects here. And I'll just go through those real quick. The first one is to purchase a vehicle lift for the new fleet maintenance facility that is being constructed, which, of course, will be used to service all the Jack buses. And then the last two are for the purchase of new radios for the Jack fleet and also tablets, which are actually go on the buses. And these things basically help with dispatch operations. And then NDOT had requested that we add a couple projects as well. So if you look under the roadway improvements, you know, the first major category there, the last two projects, the first one is Carson Street resurfacing. That's project number NDOT-012, which will basically resurface the section between Fairview Drive south down to the Spooner Interchange. And that's slated for federal fiscal year 2016. And then the last project is drainage improvements along US 50. And it's similar to another section that they're already doing right now, and that's slated to go for federal fiscal year 2017. And as with any amendment process, we do a 30-day public comment period. So that has opened up, and we will be holding a public information meeting here at the community center in the Bonanza Room next Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. So any member of the public certainly invited to, if they have any questions about it, ask staff. And if we do receive any further comments or any additional changes during the comment period, we will bring those back to you at the next meeting for a final approval before passing it along to NDOT for their approval in the Federal Highway Administration.
Daniel, would you go into more detail on the purchase of tablets for dispatch operations? You saying they're actually, the tablets are going to be in in the buses or for
this dispatchers? This is actually the replacement of existing ones. We, with the stimulus funds, actually, it's over 4 years ago now, we actually got new software for the routing and dispatch of vehicles, including the scheduling of paratransit trips. So these aren't fixed routes. They're actually scheduling, you know, specific locations for disabled individuals. The first set that we got for the paratransit vehicles were actually the old style. They were called mobile data terminals. They're just smaller computers, but they were beefier. By the time we got them in the fixed route vehicles, they'd already gone to tablets, which are actually much less expensive and much more easily replaced. But as we know, technology like that doesn't last forever. So right now we've got tablets that are basically the first version ever of a Samsung tablet out in these vehicles, and they are reaching the end of their lives. But they are used, they're actually in there, that are used for communications, including the bus driver seeing, you know, go pick up customer A and bring them to the hospital or a doctor's office, for example.
Is there any other members have questions or comments for staff?
If I may, Mr. Chair, I just want to add one mention that one of the road projects in the upper portion that Dan referenced, the Carson Street resurfacing, that is a project that NDOT is planning consistent with our current agreement with them that that prior to transferring South Carson Street, which is still US 395, from Fairview down to where the new freeway is going to terminate, NDOT would do this type of work on the road prior to transferring it to the city. So that what you're seeing here is NDOT working to fulfill their end of the bargain in addition to constructing the freeway itself prior to transferring Carson Street to Carson City.
Any members have any comments or questions?
Go ahead. I just have a quick comment because I drive by it every day. The new maintenance building is coming along quite well, and it's huge.
Yes, and we very much look forward to having it in there, and we think it'll be certainly a benefit for the JAC service, but for the whole city.
Is there anybody from the public for item F3? All right. That was an information item, so we'll move on. Item G is internal communications and administrative matters. These are non-action items. G1 is future agenda items. Does anybody have any future agenda items?
If I may, Mr. Chair, I want to say that there was, and it probably leads to the next one, and I'll let you hopefully carry on under item H for board comments. Nevada Department of Transportation earlier this week had a large discussion about safety projects in the state and possible future funding and prioritization of those projects. And I believe an appropriate item for our next agenda is input from the three member counties of Campo regarding their safety, transportation safety needs and priorities, and what they intend to communicate to NDOT in that regard. But I would ask the chairman to discuss further under board comments his experience this week with the State Transportation Board.
All right. Well, Monday morning, I got all dressed up and nice shirt and tie, much better than I look today, and met Patrick down at the Transportation Board meeting. And it was a very important meeting. The Transportation Board was looking at pedestrian safety. We watched a video, and it was a horrific video. It showed pedestrians getting run over, killed in crosswalks. It was definitely hard to watch. I went down there because I felt that, you know, at least the county that I represented and also the Campo area need to be represented. So I asked the Transportation Board, why are we only looking at one intersection? Why aren't we looking at more intersections? NDOT has the zero fatalities campaign going on, and I think that campaign is an excellent campaign because if you really think about it, when the question was raised, how many deaths are okay? Well, the answer is zero. You don't want them. You don't want your family members. You don't want your friends. You don't want your neighbors to be killed out on the highways. And what I saw was that the governor and the other members of that transportation board were very concerned, not only in Washoe County, not only in Clark County, not only in Carson City, but they want to know all the counties, whether they're urban counties, rural counties like the one I come from, and they want to know what intersections there are problems with. They want them addressed. And in a very respectful and polite manner, they hammered the director of NDOT and asked him why is it taking so long for these pedestrian safety issues to be addressed. And at least now I believe they're going to do something about it. So as board members here, I think it behooves us to look at what areas we represent, find out what intersections you have in your community, and bring them to the attention of NDOT so that we don't have any more fatalities. You know, there are measures that can be taken to improve these crosswalks, whether it's overhead lighting or the rectangular rapid flashing beacons, or possibly even the installation of a traffic light. And I think those solutions are going to be addressed by the Transportation Board. Thank you. Is there anybody else that wanted to comment under board comments?
I would like to make one comment, actually two comments, and it has to do with federal policy. If we are to use federal funding for intersection improvements, one of the first things we have to look at is roundabouts. That is a requirement by FHWA. And the second thing is that there was a meeting held at Lake Tahoe yesterday, and a presenter from Colorado was talking about roundabouts. And one of the things that she said was that they have approximately 4,500 roundabouts in the United States. And at this point in time, there has never been a pedestrian fatality or a vehicle fatality. There has been a bicycle fatality, but they're very, very safe with that regard. So I think John was attended that meeting as well. If you had any comments, John.
Yeah, I attended the meeting. It was very well perceived by everybody there. They had a full room up at Tahoe, and Coy's correct. There has only been the one bicycle fatality nationwide, and it happened to be up at Truckee, and it was a bicycle. But there were pedestrians or vehicles, no fatalities. So the roundabout's a good way to go if you can put it into your right of way and your budget.
Thank you. Is there anybody else? Go ahead.
I'm going to feed on that a little bit. That I was on the bike ped board for years, and it wasn't a ped until so many casualties from pedestrians. It was all bike for years, but now they're focusing more towards ped. But traffic calming is one of the best ways ever to control speeds and have safer streets for pedestrians. And Caltrans, the state NDOTs, never had that as part of their planning. As traffic calming, there's to get traffic through. So that's been changing a lot, and roundabouts is one of those ways. And things like, I'll get in the political part here, there's actually, if you, downtown's plans are going to traffic calm a lot. So making that area that's a concern for Carson, and there's been deaths, really helps. So traffic calming is a term that actually state NDOTs are listening to now, and RTCs, as a method for bringing traffic speeds down for the pedestrians. So I'll piggyback on that a little bit.
All right. Is there anybody else wanted to go ahead? Yeah. To another comment?
I came to mind a statistic that she talked about yesterday is at 20 miles per hour, 9 out of 10 people survive a pedestrian car collision. At 30 miles an hour, it goes down to 5 out of 10, and at 40 miles an hour, it's only 1 out of 10 pedestrians will survive a contact with a car. So the calming definitely is a big contributor to slow the traffic down at intersections to surviving a pedestrian accident.
I know from my own personal experience, because I was in the military, I got to travel over to Europe, and that was my first experience actually seeing traffic circles or roundabouts in action. And the thing that I thought was really interesting about it was not only that I feel that they're safer, I also thought that the traffic flowed a lot better in those type of situations. So I'm glad that the different Department of Transportation agencies across the states are looking at that as a possible solution. All right, we'll move on to item I, which once again is public comment. So if there's anybody in the audience that would like to address PAMPO, you can come to the podium. Okay, seeing none. That brings us to item J, which is for possible action adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
All right, we'll adjourn. And the RTC meeting will start in 5 minutes.
Call to order the Carson City Regional Transportation Commission meeting for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. We are here in the Community Center Sierra Room at 851 East William Street. Roll call and determination of a quorum.
Chairperson Bunkowski, Vice Chair Smolenski.
Here.
Member Kroll.
Here.
Member Kimbrough.
Here.
Member McCrary.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Members of the public who wish to address the Regional Transportation Commission may approach the podium and speak on matters related to RTC. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chair to calendar the matter for a future RTC meeting. No action may be taken upon a matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Item C, approval of minutes of December 10th, 2014.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes of December 10th, 2014. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I don't even need to go into the management notice since there's nothing to move around on the agenda. Under disclosures, is there any member of the commission that may wish to explain any contact with the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the commission?
I had a conversation with Patrick Pittenger before the meeting started about having a traffic count or some form of analysis done on a road between the, I can't remember, what's the name of that park out there? Patrick, I can't remember.
I believe it's John D. Mankins Park, but it's located on West College Parkway, just west of Carson Street, just south of College. We know where it is.
Okay, thank you.
Item F1 for possible action to appoint a member of the RTC to serve on the Tahoe Transportation District, TTD, Board of Directors as an alternate to the chair.
I'll just introduce this. As was discussed at a previous meeting, per the requirements of the Tahoe Transportation District, there is one member from Carson City, which must be a member of the Carson City Board of Supervisors. Last year, when that was clarified for us, we went to the Board of Supervisors, and a policy was adopted, which makes the sitting chair of the Carson City RTC, who is also a member of the Board of Supervisors, the official representative of Carson City to the Tahoe Transportation District. But it also allows for the RTC to select another of its members to serve as the alternate to that
official member, who is currently Chairman Bonkowski. And I will just point out that currently Member Kimbrough is serving as that alternate.
So now do we need to formally appoint him as the alternate? Is that
yes.
the way I'm understanding yes. this motion?
That, yes, the request is to move to appoint one of the other members, one of the members here, obviously, not Member Bonkowski as the alternate.
Okay, thank you.
So I'd like to make a motion to nominate Member Kimbrough for that position.
I'll second that motion.
The motion has been made and seconded to appoint Commissioner Kimbrough as the alternate to the chair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure.
Are you guys taking over for items G1, 2, and 3?
Yes, that is correct. And I will note that I was correct. That is John Mankins Park. By the way, Mr. Mayor, just confirming, make sure I wasn't wrong about that. Moving on, let's get to the right page here. Item G1, the operations report, I don't believe that there's anything of big significance to report there in the general operations. Of course, our staff is out there doing all sorts of good work on a daily basis, as we point out in the past. I do want to note under item G2, we do have, it's unfortunate how this was put together, but item G2, we do have progress being moved forward on the east-west water transmission main. There's a notice on the door of this building even indicating that pipe is going to continue on through the park. And I will just point out that going forward, The following phase of that will be following right on its heels and will be going down Washington Street, which will indeed have significant impacts to traffic starting from the library going to Phillips Street. In the future, it'll impact traffic significantly. However, we will receive some significant street improvements, including pedestrian improvements along Washington Street. And we, as the transit operator, will need to be dealing with significant construction right next to our transfer point. So it will definitely affect transportation in the city. The East 5th Street pedestrian improvements, we are finishing up right now. We're actually off of 5th Street proper. We're on to Elaine and Jerry, that corner. We were able to actually make some extra improvements in that area, which we're really happy about because it was very seriously deteriorated there. But we expect that to be wrapped up here in the near future. I think I saw a valley gutter blanketed today with new concrete. Let's see. The William Street path, I believe, is at 90% design. So we're looking forward to doing that this year. That's the reconstruction of the path on the south side of William from Solomon going east towards the freeway. I can say that the next project, the Western Nevada College sidewalk improvements, we have received the notice to proceed from the federal government, which is funding this project. So we are now moving forward to put that project out to bid. And I know that the college is very much looking forward to that. And our staff has been instructed to make sure that the college is aware that we're making progress. The Long Street sidewalk improvements, those are still under design. We actually look forward to doing that. I believe we're gonna get that one out this summer as well. That's near the Fish facility, from the Fish facility going east from Carson towards Stewart Street. See if there's anything else that's notable here. We expect to bring the Nye Lane project back to you for closeout next month. And I will note that towards the end here, we added one. Chair Bonkowski actually is part of a board item that was before the Board of Supervisors last week. Had a couple of questions about the Clear Creek Avenue sewer extension project, which is indeed a sewer project, but it will have a significant betterment to the roadway there as well. So we've included that here, just like we did on that water main project earlier, because we will get this year significant road improvements as well as a sidewalk on the south side of the road. along Clear Creek Avenue there, near the tribal land. And while it's not on our list, I want to mention very importantly the most important project in town, the Carson City Freeway next phase 2B-3, that is moving right along. I talked to the deputy or assistant director of engineering just on Monday, and he assured me that the schedule had only slipped by a week, which is all right between friends, and he expects it to be out to bid by early March. And to move forward and indeed still continue on to the construction. And indeed, I was there both Monday when Director Malfabon was addressing the State Transportation Board and yesterday when Director Malfabon was addressing the legislature, both the Senate and Assembly, and he brought up the Carson City Freeway in all three venues, in which we very much appreciate their continued progress on.
Anything for future agenda items?
I'll just note that, as I mentioned, the Nye Lane project we think we'll bring back to you for a closeout at the next meeting actually came in very well financially and physically. We expect to have an agreement with the Nevada Department of Transportation to bring to you at the next meeting for the execution of agreement to access $650,000 of federal funds for the extension of the freeway multi-use path. That would just be the agreement so that we could start design first, of course, before going to construction in 2016. And I expect to inform, I guess it'll happen at the Campbell meeting, but to provide the information about the city's expressed interest and desire for safety improvements in Carson City, consistent with a request from the governor and the State Transportation Board for input throughout the state.
Thank you, Patrick. Any comments from commissioners? Okay. Any comment from the public? Yes.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. I had a specific request to mention something from a member of the audience. I want to make sure that I do so. We've already distributed this information, but I want to make sure to repeat it once again. It's been in the paper, and it'll be in the paper again this Sunday in the road report. But in advance of the, or as part of the design, frankly, of the downtown project, there will be some additional street closures downtown. The first significant one is going to be this Sunday between 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. between William and Musser Streets. There will be complete closures of Carson Street. And the rest of Carson Street, actually from Robinson down to 5th, will be closed the following Sunday, also 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., also for further design-related work. And then on Wednesday, the 18th, same hours, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., there will be closures on 3rd Street from Carson to Curry and on Curry from between Robinson and Musser. So the details will once again appear in the newspaper on Sunday, and they're distributed to other media outlets as well, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned that, too.
And, Patrick, in that article that's going to be in the paper, is it going to kind of explain what is being done or just that it's closed?
Well, yeah, they'll mostly just say that it's closed and follow detours, but I can tell you that that what's actually being done as part of the design is that without being the technician, in layman's terms, there's a 3D scan that's being done of the downtown corridor that will assist the design and the 3D visualization as we go through design. But in order to do that, we need to close the road to give them the opportunity to do that scan, and we're specifically doing Carson Street on a Sunday to avoid impacting traffic as much as we can.
Anything else, commissioners? Hearing none, I'll move down to the last item on our agenda, which would be for action of adjournment.
Oh. Did we do public comment already?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. How about we adjourn?
Commissioner Bob here moved for the adjournment. Yeah. Kind of just, I wasn't sure if I should call you mayor or.
I feel like you, man. I'm ready to adjourn for the day. Boy, my voice is gone.
Thank you very much.
Soccer players.